indifference curve technique. In view of shortcomings of the utility analysis, modern economists have developed a new technique called the indifference curve technique for the analysis of demand. This analysis is known as ordinal utility analysis of consumer behavior and uses indifference curve to analyze the consumer behavior. It was first used by Francis Y. Edgeworth 1881, Irving Fisher 1892, Wilfred Pareto 1906, Slutsky, and D.L. Bowley. Yet indifference curve technique could not gain in the analysis of consumer behavior till the early 1930s. It was in 1934 that J.F. Hicks and R.J.D. Allen developed the ordinal utility theory as a powerful and analytical tool of consumer analysis and as an outstander to the cardinal utility analysis. Assumptions underlying indifference curve approach. Rationality. The consumer is rational and possesses full information about all the relevant aspects of economic environment in which he lives so as to get maximum satisfaction. Scale of preferences. All desires of a consumer are not of equal urgency or importance. Since his resources are limited and he cannot fulfill all his desires, he must pick and choose more important and more urgent desires for satisfaction. Thus, some desires take precedence over others. That is, the consumer ranks his desires and build up a scale of preference. Consistency or transitivity of choice. Consumer choice are assumed to be consistent. It means that if a consumer prefers A to B and B to C, he must prefer A to C. Indifference curve. On the basis of consumer scale of preferences, we can draw indifference curves. An indifference curve represents the satisfaction of a consumer from two commodities. It is drawn on the assumption that for all possible points on an indifference curve, the total satisfaction remains the same. An indifference curve can be defined as a locus of the points, each representing a different combination of two goods yielding the same quality or level of satisfaction. Therefore, a consumer is indifferent between any two combinations of goods when it comes to making a choice between them. It is also called isoutility curves or equal utility curves. Indifference map. A set of indifference curves is called an indifference map. In other words, an indifference map is the locus of various indifference curves representing various levels of satisfaction to the consumer. Properties of indifference curve. Indifference curve has a negative slope or indifference curve slope downwards from left to right. It implies that when the amount of one good in combination is increased, the amount of other good is reduced. This is essential if the level of satisfaction is to remain the same on an indifference curve. Indifference curves are always convex to the origin. Indifference curve can never intersect each other. If two indifference curve intersect, it would imply that an indifference curve indicates two different levels of satisfaction. It is improbable. Budget line or price line. A higher indifference curve shows higher level of satisfaction. Therefore, a consumer in his attempt to maximize satisfaction will try to reach the highest possible indifference curve. But the particular combination of two goods on indifference curve he can get depends on two factors. Money income of the consumer, prices of the two goods. Consumer's equilibrium. A consumer is said to be in equilibrium when given his tastes and the price of two goods. He spend a given income on the purchase of two goods in such a way as to get maximum satisfaction. Assumptions. Money income is given and remains constant. Price of two goods are given and will remain constant. The consumer is rational, thus maximizes his satisfaction. There is no change in taste and habits of consumer. Conditions of equilibrium. There are two conditions that must be satisfied for the consumer to be in equilibrium. At the point of equilibrium, the budget or price line must be tangent to the indifference curve. At the point of equilibrium, the consumer's MRS XY and the price ratio must be equal.